So here's a couple of foils doing something, just quickly comparing JavaScript with Java. So we've already gone over these points, so we'll go through them very quickly. JavaScript is interpreted and it is not compiled ever. There is no such thing as a just-in-time JavaScript compiler. Java, as we discussed, is compiled bytecodes downloaded from the server and either compiled with a just-in-time compiler or interpreted by the client. JavaScript has a syntax quite like Java, which is the object name dot method, but there's no such thing as a class in JavaScript. As we'll see, there's only one thing called a function. A function plays the role of class, method, and constructor in JavaScript, and they're just not distinguished. They are identical. So JavaScript is object-based in that you can define with a new command new instances of objects, and those objects are very natural objects. They're the same things you would use objects for in the Java AWT, like buttons and stuff like that. And each object has methods, etc. And they're also data hiding. Each object has its own values of the data which you can access. And the syntax is the same as Java. If an object has a property or a data associated with it called Fred, object name dot Fred gives you the value of Fred defined for that particular object name. JavaScript is not a true object-oriented language according to the normal definitions, and Java, on the other hand, is a proper object-oriented language. As we've seen, Java and JavaScript are used in rather different fashion. Java is downloaded as a world-defined entity called an applet, which creates a window, and that Java runs within that window, and everything in that window is Java. JavaScript is sort of mixed up in this funny fashion with the header and the body and these entities. It's all mixed up with the HTML. So that's why I said right at the last time, if we have text on this end and computer programs on that end, JavaScript is sort of an extension of text, and Java is an extension of computer languages to be able to build text or to be able to build web stuff. All right. But